Hello and welcome to the Bob Edwards Show for Thursday, October 31st. Mary Louise Kelly was boarding a helicopter in Baghdad when her phone rang. It was the school nurse calling from Washington to tell her about a sick kid. That's when she decided to drop journalism and write novels from home. Her first effort is titled Anonymous Sources, and it's an international spy thriller. And later in the hour, a Halloween conversation with a guy who's been scaring kids for decades. R.L. Stein is the author of the Goosebumps series of books, whose sales have redefined the term bestseller. Stein also has a series of books for teens, and his second horror novel for adults is now out in paperback. That's titled Red Rain. For decades, beginning novelists have been advised to write what you know. For NPR's former Pentagon correspondent, that meant a spy novel based on an intrepid reporter's investigation of a murder, nuclear terrorists, and America's intelligence community. Mary Louise Kelly spent 20 years at NPR and the BBC researching, writing, and reporting the news. But she left that behind to concentrate on raising her two young sons and to write her debut novel. For the appropriately titled Anonymous Sources, Kelly draws on her reporting trips to Iraq and Pakistan, on her time spent at the Pentagon, CIA headquarters, Harvard, and Cambridge, England. And she still writes descriptions and double-checks facts like a reporter. To begin, I asked Kelly about an early plot point of her book. Is it possible to smuggle enriched uranium or other nuclear materials into the country in a shipment of bananas?
Apparently, yes, which is why it made such a great leaping off point for a spy novel. I first read about that in an article in The New Yorker years ago that was exploring port security in the wake of 9/11 and looking at the sensors that were being installed at ports in New Jersey and LA and in Florida, and the billions of dollars being spent trying to screen all of the shipments coming into the U.S. And one of the things it mentioned, this tiny little line, was that various shipments that contain very low levels of radiation get just waved through. And as an example, it mentioned denture cleaners and kitty litter and bananas. And I remember reading that, this was years ago, and tucking it away into some back little corner of my brain and thinking that would be a fun thing to write a book about. You know, you could, apparently the crates of Chiquita come up from South America and they just wave them right through because they always set off the radiation detectors. And I thought you could put something in there that could be a good leaping off point for fiction.